There are many lessons to be learned from this exercise. The most important is very simple. Put the big rocks in first. If you fill your bowl or your life with pebbles first, and then you have a major crisis with one of your children, a financial or health setback, or a significant new creative opportunity, what are you going to do? Those things are big rocks, and there is no room left for them in your life. Always think in terms of big rocks first. Determine what is most important in your life, and make your decisions based on those very important criteria. The big rocks are simply those things that matter most in your life. Again, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Your three supernal birth gifts give you the power to make such choices and truly become the creative force of your own life. With a burning yes around your high priorities, you can easily say no to things that are urgent but not important. Smilingly, cheerfully, guilt-free, no. A common question asked me all the time is, it makes sense that you've got to have trustworthy people in your organization to have trust, but what do you do if you have customers that abuse and mishandle your trustworthy employees and do it consistently? My answer is, fire the customers. I know of an extremely prominent retail organization that actually writes letters to customers who, when it becomes evident to everybody, persist in mistreating employees. They've actually said to the customers they do not want their business. However, of course, the better and higher solution is to seek some third alternative solution with good communication. Always, of course, listening first.